From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox, sitting in for Farai Tudeh, who is away this week. Today is Memorial Day, a day that's become more a celebration of summer than of sacrifice. We here at News and Notes are all for summer, don't get me wrong. But today, with war raging in Iraq and Afghanistan, we thought we'd get back to basics and remember what Memorial Day is all about. We usually kick off the show with a few headlines, and today's no different, though we thought we'd go back a bit to America in wartime past. We start with an edition of the Washington Post dated June 6, 1944. Up to that point, Nazi Germany had occupied all of Europe, marching its troops to the westernmost beaches of France. And it was on those beaches in and around Normandy that Allied troops began a brutal but successful campaign to push the Germans back. The Post headline reads, "Allies land in France, wipe out big air bases." Below the headline is a rough-hewn sketch of the English Channel showing all of the Allies' landing points. And to the left of the drawing, in far smaller print, small enough the average reader might altogether miss it, is a second story titled, "Roosevelt Sees Costly Fight Ahead for Victory." Did he ever? Our next war headline is 24 years later, January 30th, 1968. America was firmly entrenched in Vietnam. The North had vowed to observe a truce in honor of the sacred Tet holiday, but on that fateful day, North Vietnamese and Viet Cong troops began a massive assault on dozens of strategic locations throughout the country. The move caught American and South Vietnamese forces off guard. The January 30th edition of the New York Times picks up the very beginning of what would become the Tet Offensive with a surprisingly small headline. Viet Cong attacks seven cities, Allies call off Tet troops. Few knew how big the story would become in the following days. Instead, the paper's main headline reads, "Record $186 billion budget is presented by Johnson, tax rise required," he says. Indeed, it was that 1-2 punch of a looming tax hike and North Vietnam's striking show of force that helped turn Americans against the war. So all that leads us directly into today's Memorial Day headline. The global war on terror is in its sixth year, but it will soon be the second most expensive conflict in U.S. history behind World War II. As with any war, a human toll can hardly be quantified, but its cost in dollars and cents can. Late last week, Congress passed a long-awaited supplemental bill that will fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan through September. And unlike President Johnson's war budget nearly 40 years ago, there's barely a tax hike in sight this time around.